Crypto 101 fam, we're back again to talk about my favorite online shopping, and it is Quince. Lately, I've just been more intentional what I wear every day. I've talked about it before. The Florida heat, I got to be very intentional about my wardrobe, and I'm leaning into pieces that feel easy, comfortable, but still put together as the weather heats up in Florida. It just makes getting dressed simpler. Quince has my go-to. The fabrics feel elevated, the fits are clean, and everything just works, and I'm so busy on the podcast, I just don't want to overthink it. Quince has all the wardrobe staples for spring. Think 100% European linen shorts and shirts from $34, lightweight, breathable, and comfortable, but still look put together and clean. 100% Pima cotton tees with a softness that has to be felt. Their pants also hit the same balanced, relaxed, and comfortable, but still polished enough to wear pretty much anywhere. Everything is priced 50 to 80% less because they cut out the middleman from your favorite brands, but don't sacrifice on the quality. Quince works directly with ethical factories to cut out the middleman. So you're getting premium materials without the markup. Guys, you heard me talk about Quince for a long time now, and it's because their clothes are awesome and the shopping experience is second to none. The online store is so fun. They have so many items and they've been a great sponsor to Crypto 101. So if you're thinking about getting some new clothes, go to quince.com. Refresh your everyday with luxury you'll actually use. Head to quince.com/crypto101 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/crypto101 for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/crypto101. Are you curious about the economic forces shaping your daily life? The Planet Money podcast from NPR makes sense of the economy in ways you'll actually understand and enjoy. Guys, you love listening to the rundowns. I get some of that information from this NPR Planet Money podcast, especially recently with the war going on, the Strait of Hormuz. You're just kind of getting those updates as they come from these guys. They put out a ton of awesome content. It's a different perspective from Crypto 101, but still a great listen. So go over there and check out the Planet Money podcast if stuff like current events and the finance world interest you. Each story on Planet Money starts with a question. Recent episodes ask why Pokemon cards are growing faster than your retirement account. Questions about the war, just like we talked about recently a lot on our program. From the job market to the stock market to prices at the supermarket, Planet Money explains it all. Planet Money is a different kind of world where the complex economy somehow makes sense, where human stories supersede abstract theories so you can learn, laugh, and be entertained. It's econ, but just down to earth. The hosts go to unusual lengths to explain the economy. They've published their own book to track the global supply chain. They've shot a satellite into space to understand the economics of the private space industry. They've gone inside a live book auction to show how ideas get to market. It's the kind of show where you learn something, probably laugh, and walk away seeing the world a little differently. And I think if you like Crypto 101, you'll enjoy Planet Money. So maybe check that out. Follow NPR's Planet Money podcast and understand how money shapes the world. All right, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Crypto Rundown, a super special one where we are going over the top altcoin winners with Brian and Joe. Because listen, Bitcoin is stuck in a choppy, range-bound market. A lot of good news around the Clarity Act, but a little volatility to the downside as well. But under the surface, there's a lot of altcoins that are quietly exploding. And Brian and Joe and their Momentum Moneymakers community have found winners this cycle. Literally this year alone, in the last couple months, we're talking 100, 150%, all the way up to 2,000%. And today they're breaking down those picks that worked, why they ran so high, and what they're watching next, because they've been doing some moves. So this is an episode that you're going to want to tune in. Maybe get out your notebook, because we're going to teach you a couple things of how these guys look at the markets. Again, some winners that they've had, how they do it, and where they're looking next. So if you're only staring at Bitcoin, you might be missing where the real momentum is happening, and that is happening in the Momentum Moneymakers community. Brian and Joe, welcome back. I think we just skip the pleasantries and just go right into it, because you guys, Joe, we haven't had you on a while, which is super exciting to have you back. Brian and I have been kind of carrying the momentum of the Clarity Act and kind of the macro news, but we wanted to start off a little differently and dive right into some of the winners you guys have had. So just jumping to it, SERV, serve.
But yeah, I'll jump in. Oh, Joe, do you want to talk about this one? I think I started talking.
That's
right
your
there.
Call.
All right, yeah, let's talk about it. It's called OpenServe TiVo. It was a pretty big winner, and just recently, I don't think it was just the Momentum Moneymaker guys. If I remember correctly, I think a few of our groups out there, I know Rohit was hot on this and has talked about it with 1%, but Serve, we made some pretty decent calls. I think we caught it right around like 12 to 14 million. And shout out to some people in the Momentum Moneymakers that are probably watching right now. I know we've talked about it on Mighty Networks, but it surged. We've had a pretty big winner up, you know, over 20 million. Still a project I personally really like. And if you're curious what it is, it's a crypto native AI infrastructure platform that lets you build, launch, and run fully autonomous AI powered agents and startups, and it's starting to catch some hotness to it, and it's at a rather decently low market cap in all comparison to some of these $100 to $1 billion market caps. Now, we saw a pretty big arrow straight up here, so not financial advice for anybody to just like dive on in, but it's certainly a project out there that we've been big fans of. And for the community, if you're a part of our community, we've all had some opportunities to get in on a pretty good price, and it's going pretty nicely.
Yeah, that was a that's a good one. A good little appetizer, if you will, because this next one is the whale of all whales. And I know, again, same thing. It's like I've been heard of Venice Token. We've talked about it, obviously, in your community. And I think, you know, again, a lot of the analysts on the team, a lot of people have been pretty bullish on the VVV. This one... guys, I mean, what a winner. I'll let you say it because it's your percentage, but what a percentage gain from when you called it on this market cap.
Yeah, Venice overall is a AI infrastructure play, and it really took up steam with everything that happened with AI in the macros. And we caught it at the right time. We caught it at 50 million, ran up close to $1 billion, which this might shock you, TiVo. That might be low. It might be in the multi-billions, not financial advice. So it ran up, what was it, 20x so far, with a potential to go more because of where the industry is going. So it's a hot product. And we actually have some beta plays today. So beta plays are, you know, this is an alpha play, meaning like one of the biggest market caps. And there are some like micro caps that can run with this. So if you want insight on that, we actually gave one this week. It's a sea animal. It's the name of a sea animal. I'm going to give you a hint. I'm not going to give you the ticker. If you want to know that, you got to talk to our members and get inside.
Yeah, it's a fair point, because a lot of people are, you know, if you're new to the show, when we have Brian and Joe on, we like to go over where their mind's at, kind of look at their track record, what's been working, what have they learned. And a lot of people ask kind of in the comments or after the show or during the show, sometimes in the chat, you know, where can we get these picks? And obviously, again, it's for a little bit more maybe experienced traders, people that want to be more active. But you got to get involved, and you got to get involved in Momentum Moneymakers with Brian and Joe. Whenever we do this show, obviously, we would love for you to join the community. If you want to get more involved, there is a link in the description. It is a $1 trial. For literally $1, you can get a look-see of the full portfolio that Joe just mentioned. Get into the community. See if you like it. And again, if you're somebody that wants to be a little bit more active and make some trades, I highly recommend joining. It's a really fun community. You get more access to Brian and Joe, more access to the team. So if you like these episodes of kind of going over that and you want to see how the sauce is made, check that link below. $1 trial today only, as we move on to talk about some more. Guys, a lot of, there's so many winners to talk about, which I think is fun. Like, kind of like what I said in the top, it's like it's an interesting time, right? The macro, there's things popping off. The AI trade, like you just mentioned, is going sky high the last couple weeks. And Bitcoin's found some good momentum. Brian and I covered that yesterday, kind of on the back of the Clarity Act momentum. But it's not, we also mentioned, Brian, credit to us, a little bit of like, hey, there might be a sell the news here. There might be a sell the news of people. It was 24 hours ago, we talked about it. It's like, hey, there's probably a lot of people doing some trades here and probably using a little bit of leverage, betting on the Clarity Act. And kind of a little bit of sell the news, and you're obviously getting a little bit of air out of that macro AI trade today as well in the macro markets. But under the surface, there's a lot of winners, and you guys continue to call them. So let's pull up the next one. It's cards.
I mean, we talked about this with not the group that you mentioned, TiVo. This is a more elite group that we spoke about this to. And we called this right on the bottom. And it how many percentage gains did it do? 2%, and that's in like in 2 to 3 weeks. And so I really shout out to one of our analysts, Rohit, who also broke this down really, really well. What this really captures is just the Pokemon craze right now, but not just the Pokemon craze. It's the collectibles craze, you know, sports cards, right? We talked about this on the last show. Kevin O'Leary's wearing a $12 million piece on his neck to the Oscars. It's never been more in the spotlight. Tom Brady he opened up a card shop in my hometown. Card Vault down in San Francisco is like popping up everywhere. Collectibles are everywhere. So what Cards does and why it did so well was because it only had 1 to 2 product verticals. It only had Pokemon and it only had One Piece. And with those, and with that, they did over $100 million in revenue. And then I guess gross profit was like, you know, 30% of that. So it was really nice. And they're having expanded into sports and whatnot. So everyone was pointing this out. It was clear as day because there were other competitors. I'm not going to name them because they don't have tokens anyway. In crypto that were doing this with sports and Pokemon. So it was really easy signal for us to see that this was undervalued. So kudos to the... And the great thing was that we had community members who got in and sold and made a decent profit.
That's a great point. I think we were laughing. I think it was the sync call we did with the team. It was this week or last week, right? And you're like, we're getting, people aren't asking how and where to buy. They're starting to ask how to sell. And that's always a good thing because there's been so many gains in the Momentum Moneymakers community that the questions started coming in, not how and where to buy, it's how to sell or when to sell. You know, people are trying to debate on, you know, the take profit strategies around some of these picks, which have been obviously fantastic as we continue on. There's so many. We got to do some quick hitters here and just kind of go through them. Punk strategy, did you guys buy the dip? Because this is something we've talked about on the show before. I think maybe when it launched here, I guess that was in the fall. I remember Brian and Joe, you guys were talking about this, and it was one that I even liked on this route. And then obviously maybe a little dip buying going on down here.
Yeah, I think we made this call right around 420, 422 or something along those lines. So it was a pretty nice run up since then. That's why we're calling it out. We've liked the project from the beginning, but again, with these momentum plays, you need to really time these things well. Even though if something's making good revenue and tells a really good story, but is there still attention behind it? And Joe did a great job identifying Punk strategy. Kind of we saw at the beginning, it got washed out, then started to have a little bit of a resurgence. But it's essentially an autonomous on-chain perpetual CryptoPunk machine on Ethereum. A 10% tax buys and sells CryptoPunk's NFTs and relists them at a premium and uses the profits to actually buy back and burn this actual token. And it's done very well. Again, we go in depth in the newsletters about this, but another big win if you were able to buy it when we initially talked about it. And of course, we talk about this a lot because a lot of these coins will have these initial surges up. Nothing goes up in a straight line. So if you see like a 1.5, 2, 3x, not financial advice, but what I do is I usually sell my investment plus a percentage because nothing's going to go up in a straight line. And you'll see a chart leak out, even in the greatest, even in Bitcoin after a Clarity Act, like TiVo was saying earlier in the show, we were like, great news, bullish on crypto, bullish on Bitcoin, bullish on blockchain long term. Might be a time to, you know, close the longs. We were talking about that yesterday, just because traders trade. And that's exactly what's happened in certain coins like this. But another really strong call for the community, and the one right next to it, I'll kick it over to Joe, is very similar. Called chip strategy.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great point, Brian. Like, things that are looked dead are not necessarily dead, right? And we had community members. This is an exact example, Tivo, where the member was like, how do I sell? And they were asking Brian, they're like, how do I sell this thing? Because he was up like 75% like in 2 days. And he sold it. He got out, he cleaned profit. And it was on this trade where it looked absolutely dead. But it was as clear as day for us of why this would pump up. It was very simple. It was because the project's been out for 4 years. They don't have a token. So they adopted this particular token strategy, kind of like the Sailor strategy, right? As their own token. And they even publicly stated so. They direct their website to this. So it was only a matter of time when the markets came back, would this come back? Because NFTs ebb and flow with the macro market. When people are feeling wealthy, the markets respond with, you know, buying NFTs and meme coins. So this is early trade. We didn't know it was going to pop off like freaking this week. Like, we were like, oh, yeah, you know, hold it midterm and same thing on punk strategy. But I don't know, something like maybe Trump sent out an X that was favorable and it just sent it rocketing it. So it was great to see.
Yeah, but it falls into kind of your formula, right? The formula that you guys do to kind of pick what, you know, nobody knows exactly when something is going to go up or down or left or right. If somebody guarantees you that they know that, they're lying to you. But it's all about the strategy and the research and putting in the time and the effort to find things that you think have the fundamentals, the price action, the ability to eventually have a move to the upside. And that's what you guys are so great at. And our team, you know, is so great at in general, why we've been around for so long. So I want to give a shout out to the chat. Zen Styles is here. BHG's here, Holy Whale's here, Blake Moon's here, CJE's in the chat as always, Paul's here, Paul's wondering if Sui is ever going to get the respect it deserves. I see an ADA holder in there. How's everybody doing? Happy Friday, first of all. Let us know where you're watching in from. We always like to know where everybody's watching in from, and if you can, give the show a thumbs up right there on YouTube, and on the bottom right, if you're new, hit the logo and subscribe. And again, if you're enjoying this content from Brian and Joe, support the show, support the community, $1, literally for a dollar. I dropped a dollar the other day and I already took 10 steps. I looked back and I was like, it's not worth it. It's not worth going back. I'm just going to leave it. Somebody else can use that dollar and you can use that dollar for a $1 trial to Momentum Moneymakers. Link in the description below. Let's keep moving on. UPEG. Let's start getting into the weird stuff, guys. I love the, as we go down the sheet here, it's going to get weirder and weirder. And then we're going to end up with Beeple, which I love, a little Beeple action. So let's check out UPEG.
Yeah, I mean, we're starting off with like this awesome AI privacy layer with Venice token that goes to $1 billion market caps. And then we start getting into these quirky, would be a good way to say these tokens. But that's kind of what Joe and I try to do in our entire team, like you were saying, is that we want to find tokens that have a path and tell a good story for the upside. And they're doing something new and experimental or innovative utilizing blockchain. And UPEG did exactly that. It stands for UniPEG. It was essentially an experimental on-chain generative art project that was built on Ethereum, and it uses this new update, Uniswap's V4 hooks. So every swap in its liquidity pool triggers this custom hook that instantly generates a unique 24x24 pixelated unicorn. And these NFTs, these NFTs were selling for thousands of dollars, and of course got attention. The UPEG token went up. And I don't know off the top of my head, I know we were talking about it, but it was a pretty big winner. I think like a 300-400% winner for the community. Again, that's buying when we announced it and then selling it at the top. But when you see tokens go 2-3x, take some profit.
Not financial advice, but...
Yeah, not financial.
As a friend. In an educational way, it's not a bad idea. It's never a bad... Listen, never, ever apologize for profits. That's I got that tattooed on my lower back, Joe.
Next to the unicorn.
Moving along, maxing. Oh, I know why this maxing. I can take a guess at why this one took off. Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's a good one. Good call there.
Yeah, we caught this. This was I think on the nose, it was like 400%. Yeah. I actually wanted to go lower because when we caught it, it was near the tippity top of a channel. And there was nothing recent. And during, was it 2-3 weeks ago, Brian, in that news? During that time frame where maxing was like head of mind, it was actually like fizzling down a bit. But then you tell me, TiVo, maxing always comes in different sizes, shapes, terms.
Yeah, there's a lot of different maxing. There's the main guy, clavicular. Clavicular. So there's this new thing. I was actually talking about it with a friend. It's hard. It's like... the new thing is this 24/7 live streaming seems to be taking hold. Like there was the one guy, I can't remember his name. There's the one guy that was famous for it last year. Now there seems to be a lot of new people coming out. And it's like, it's this, I'm just 24/7. I'm streaming. This one guy, clavicular, looks maxes where he hammers his jawline. I don't really know. And then there's the Brian Johnston guy. He's like a longevity maxer. Then there's some comedy maxers. We won't say that on YouTube. There's different ways to max. There's some different ways to max. I'm a life maxer, I guess. I live life to the fullest.
Ascension. It's all about ascension, TiVo. Just
So yeah, that's a great call there. Again, that's to kind of break down for the people of if we pause here to be like, hey, how do you guys find these? What's in the formula? And there's so many things that go into it. And I know, you know, inside the community and how you guys write up and talk about things. For this one specifically, it's like, hey, this is in the culture. This maxing verbiage is just grown in the culture. And that's part of the formula that Brian and Joe use to figuring out, you know, hey, what could might take off. So how do you guys look at that and kind of, you know, obviously this thing went a little bit more viral. What other things you kind of look for that's in the whole formula for the people that are wondering?
Yeah, I mean, okay, yeah. So usually, I mean, we're across the board. Usually what's kind of within the circles, what people are talking about on X, what major founders and collaborators in the space are doing. And that could be something so unique within AI. And Joe and I identified the AI and AI agents and the VVVs and the serves because they're building something very unique, but they're very new. So we're in such, like, when we really say we're in the trenches, I mean, we're going through tokens and teams. I mean, every single day. I was just telling Joe before one of our newsletters that we were picking some calls out. I was like, man, I feel a little burnout, Joe. Like, I've been like in deep on Deck Screen and researching some of these tokens. So that's when we find these like solidified projects that are up and coming, you know, the startups, ones that could do something really big. But then there's this whole other world of like what's trending in social media, what's trending on TikTok. There's even a token we just called recently called Triple T that is doing pretty well. It's a complete meme. It's a Southeast Asian's nobody sausage, if that helps, Tebow. And it's trending on TikTok and it's going big. And for the OGs of the rundown, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But there's always like just some new sort of viral hype and we get attracted to it. We start looking for tokens. We look who's behind that tokens. We even do such in-depth analysis of what wallets are holding these tokens. How diversified is it? Does the team just hold 90% of the tokens and they're just going to dump on you? So there's a lot that goes involved. And then we try to give the community, you know, the best idea of why we like these opportunities. Joe, anything I missed there?
Exactly what you said, Brian. Number one is Brian's brain, because it always tilts to, is there a coin for that? And I finally adopted it after multiple years. Like Spaceball 2s came out and I immediately thought, is there a Schwartz meme coin out there? And there was not. There was not. And then there was a Fat Wars in San Francisco right here. And I was like, is there a meme coin for it? And there was. And it's so low to history, like 2 days. And that's things we look at too, history, right? Is it going to survive? That thing pumped like 10x, and I told Brian, I missed out on this Fat war. So to Brian's point and to your point, Tivo, we live in this space. We are doing the dirty work so you don't have to. Anything that comes out in the news, in the trends, we are on top of it in terms of, is this a meme coin? Is it trending? Does it have legs? Who's talking about it? Is a big investor getting involved, and are they circling within their network also? So a lot of different points.
Yeah, that's part of the fun of being in the community as well, is just kind of seeing the evolution of the ideas and how and what comes about. Shout out to Nobody Sausage. I thought when we were on Anthony Joshua's Boxers that I thought me and Brian were going to retire. Didn't happen, but it was a good call. And then just like everything, the air kind of came out of it. But don't look now. Don't look now. Nobody Sausage went from 2 in the bid to a 6.5. So don't look now.
Full credit to Joe and I that we didn't disclose it, but we were looking at that chart just recently, like a week or two ago. And I was like, Joe, there's a time to get back into Nobody Sausage, because it was just good. I was like, I'm not sure if the time's now, because we were dusting off some calls. I was like, because they're still producing content, they're still signing collaborations, but we can't buy it right here, or not financial advice, but there will be a time when the sausage starts peeking out.
I know my buddy Grant's gonna want to know when that time is, because I still think yeah, just like that meme was very, very funny. That was a great meme. So I think we'll move on here. I guess we'll wrap up this segment as we go into the Beeple talk. It's like, hey, is NFTs back? Is there's a little pop in NFTs. Again, it's one of those things where, you know, once everybody pronounces something's dead, eventually it'll probably rip back in your face. I think that's kind of what the Clarity Act can give some fuel to the broader crypto markets as a whole, is, you know, crypto winter, everybody's crypto's dead, you know, nobody's talking about it. Everybody wants the next AI memory chip or memory name or, you know, whatever memory AI trade they can get. And, you know, crypto's quietly in the corner getting the guardrails for the future of finance, which is why, you know, I know us as a team, we believe that we're in the right place. And if you're on the YouTube and on the podcast and the community, you're in the right place as well. But what are you guys seeing with NFTs as I bring up OpenSea here?
Yeah, NFTs have been super interesting to both Joe and I over the past few weeks. And of course, I obviously really like the crypto timeline. It's been like popping up more and more. And there's been this sector of new mints that have been free mints or really cheap mints. There was just an art block mint on Monday that was like $30 or $40. And it minted out pretty quickly, only 200 editions, and it 10-20x'd immediately afterwards. And there's been some new mints that have been doing very well, but then there's been these OG collections like the CryptoPunks, the Pudgy Penguins, the Cryptodes, the Mooncats, the Little Pudgies, Chimpers got up over an ETH, Normies, some Clone X is super interesting. A lot of these have been picking up steam. So if VFriends just flashed across, Gary V's been talking about VFriends. They just did their Topps season two trading card release that I tried to get and sold out immediately. Didn't even get a lottery for it. So NFTs are starting to grind back. There was this time when NFTs were the most fun thing in the world. Everybody loved it. We're all shopping trades. We're all dropping tens of thousands of dollars in NFTs. Celebrities and Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake and Snoop Dogg are all getting involved. Kind of got then ruined for quite a while with a bear market in crypto and then attention. And then the term NFT even got like kind of a negative connotation because it like went up so quick and down so quick. But just like in everything, these things come in cycles. And NFTs are starting to grow with attention again. And I know everyone's probably like, oh, I haven't heard a lot about them if you're not kind of in the trenches like Joe and I. But I'm telling you, once we start getting really back with, you know, certain all-time highs and cryptos and people are starting to feel euphoric again, we're starting to see it right now. Some NFT projects are going to really start running. So we're paying close attention and it's already happening. It's underway as we speak. So it's great to see because the NFT time, and I say it to Joe all the time, was one of the most fun times of my life in crypto. I loved it. The community, the shopping traits. The guy's got 3D glasses. Of course I'll spend $1,000 more because he has 3D glasses. It was just felt like a little different vibe than staring at a meme coin chart and trying to time my entry and exit. Mm-hmm. And it's going to come back and it's going to be exhilarating if you ask me.
It's a great point. I think that's kind of the cross-section of what this momentum, like, because it used to be, you know, we really focused on NFTs when you guys first started and when I first started and we were all working together and it was like, well, we want to follow the momentum, and that's where the momentum moneymakers came in, and now it includes meme coins and NFTs. So it's all the fun stuff. But that's kind of, again, it's wherever the culture leans, and it's that cross section of what you talked about in the beginning with cards is like Tom Brady and Logan Paul, all the other, you know, it's a huge talking point for some of the major influencers in the world and the collectors of the world and Gary Vee. And so it's like, it's all converging. Like it's trying to fit, the market's trying to figure out where it wants to go. And like you said, everything's cyclical, but it's all converging at a head. So I really don't think this space is going anywhere. Somebody said this isn't my joke, but it was like, on you know, the CNBC Business Roundtable panel, they're like, when will the AI trade be a top? What's the signal you're looking for? And the guy said, he goes, when Tom Brady is at a ribbon cutting of a data center, that's when I'm selling everything. And I just thought, because Joe said he, like, Tom Brady opened Card Vault, which, you know, he's opened up a bunch of those around different big cities. And I was like, yeah, Tom Brady would be the guy to, like, invest in a data center, and then he'd be at the ribbon cutting, and he'd throw a football over the cooling servers, have an engineer catch it or something. That's when we'll get out of the AI trade. I thought that was funny. So let's move on to Beeple. Beeple, huge, you know, AI, digital artist, literally the GOAT of that space. So what's going on with Beeple?
Oh, it's near me, so I guess I could talk about it. Beeple launched physical cards in his art installation center. That center is called Nodes. It's a digital art foundation, and it's in Palo Alto, right near me. No one knew that he was launching these physical cards, but word got out, and I think they came with, what, 3 or 5 cards per pack, Brian? Something like that? 5 cards per pack. And it was $5 for a pack, right, Brian? $5? Was that right?
Either $5 or $50. I bought a pack today for a little bit less than what's on the screen right now. Not going to lie, guys.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it was. I don't live in Palo Alto, so I couldn't get the deal no matter what.
Yeah. What happened over the weekend was that they allowed these to be sold online, which is a big mistake. So people grabbed like 20 of these, and now they're selling on eBay. Like the 20 pack lot was going for like $5,000. So Beeple, if you guys don't know Beeple, he's the biggest selling artist in the NFT space. He sold an artwork called, you know, Beeple Every Day for, was it 65 million or was it 165 million, Brian? I forgot. It had a six in there.
I think it was 65 million, but it was like when ETH was low and then it ran up and it was a big deal when he converted out of ETH. Remember that? Yeah. I mean, if you're doing the Mount Rushmore of digital artists, Beeple's undoubtedly on there and everyone's voting for him to be on there. I actually just recently bought his book, believe it or not, as well, because when I was looking for these Beeple Everyday packs on eBay, because I was like, I really want one. The degenerate side of me, you guys, you know me. I like meme coins. I like new and exciting things. I like NFTs. And I was like, how could I fade this? I have to get in on it. So I did. Actually, this morning before the rundown, I put an offer in for $300 and someone accepted it. And it was one of those things, like it was instant regret plus excitement all in one. And I texted a buddy of mine. I go, that was worth the $300 right there. That's when you might have a little bit of an issue with excitement and dopamine rushes. But I'm excited to get it.
We're going to open that pack in rundown, right? We're going to open that pack in the next rundown. The $300 pack, Evo. Can we talk Brian into that?
I don't know. I'd like that.
The Michael Jackson. I don't want to get too descriptive, but there's one with Michael Jackson and something with his private part, and this is going for like $2,000 on a single card. So we can open. I mean, if the chat wants it, I mean, I'll open up my Beeple Every Day's pack. We got five shots in the dinger.
That'd be good content.
Yeah, I mean, if I could get some sort of expense behind... No, I'm kidding. I'm excited. I'm opening the pack, so the least I could do is open it up for the chat. But we got one coming, guys. $300 either down the drain or Jenny Wealth. We'll find out.
Or just hold on to the pack, and, you know, 10x in like 2 years.
Seems boring, though. Yes,
well, Tivo, here's some alpha for everyone watching. Whoever's near Palo Alto, go get a pack today. Because they only open Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So the whole week, me and Brian are trying to get... Brian's like, are you going to go? I was like, it's an hour away from me. I could drive there, but it's not even open. So everyone's been just like, you know, it's been bubbling. So it's open today at 6 o'clock. So if they want to... Whoever's listening to this, you know, rundown that's close by, there's only 50 packs, right, Brian? So if you want to get there early, there's probably a line. But hey, if you want to turn right there, it says $10 into $500, then don't say we didn't tell you so.
Yeah,
these Beeple packs and the Swatch AP watch collaborations are the two that people are probably sleeping outside waiting for right now.
People are waiting. I see we got Lexington, Kentucky. I don't see any Palo Alto. We got Fred from Lexington, Kentucky. Ron from Franklin, Tennessee. BHG from Cape May, New Jersey. Cape May, New Jersey in the house. It's almost Memorial Day weekend. Getting ready for the Jersey Shore. On the south tip there of New Jersey, little Cape. If Cape May is still here at the end of the show, maybe we can do a little outro. We'll sing the Cape May song as our outro today if BHG is still here. Let's Joe, you want to share your screen? There was something here you wanted to share around TokenWorks?
Yeah, I was going to share. Let me see. Where's my share button? Oh, here it is. Let me know when you can see that. Yeah. I already gave some alpha with the cards, but me and Brian just thought, hey, let's just get more alpha. So this is happening right now. So whoever's watching this right now, not financial advice, me and Brian just minted one of these though right before the show. And Tivo, we were like, me and Brian were like, should we just do it live? But we minted one of these. So this is from the company that did the Punk Strategy token that we shared. And the one that did the Chimp Strategy token that we shared, right? So they launched a new project. And it's today. It's going on right now. So they have 10,000 of them, and 6,000 of them has already been minted. Me and Brian has contributed to 5 of those mints combined. So there's like 3. It's going to mint out today. But before the end of this day, this will be all gone. And what is this? So this is a NFT and meme coins having a baby. It's a hybrid. And the best way I could explain it is just directing people to the website. But very simply, let me just go to that one page that explains it really well, is that if you have this NFT, you can turn that NFT into a meme coin. Let's say TiVo, you want to launch, you know, Nobody Sausage 2.0, right? And if you launch it, you'll get 50% of that token's trading fees, whoever trades in and out of it for the life of that token, as long as it's, you know, in demand. But if you're like me, let's just say, I don't want to launch a token. That's fine. But because TiVo, you launched your meme coin, I'll get 30% of all the fees based off of your fees. So you'll get 50%, I'll get 30%, and then 20% goes into the project. So basically, it's a social experiment. They're trying to do a pump fund, but like in a smaller way to reward people who mint this NFT. So that's the best way I can explain it right now. I know I confuse a lot of people, but it's very highly speculative. We just wanted to share this because it's going on right now. The mint says it's going to end in 5 days. If you go to that website right there, 10,000tokens.net, then that is where you can mint this token from Token Strategy. So just something fun we thought to share with, you know, the community here who's watching Rundown Live. Kudos to you watching on a Friday. And you get a cool NFT out of it, which this is the one that you can sell. You can also sell it. You can sell it if you wanted to. But if you wanted to launch a meme coin, you could do that through the website. So some pretty interesting things happening in the world of NFTs and meme coins, and we just want to share with everyone.
Yeah, good to see OpenSea back on the Rundown sheet. I know we've done some interviews with them over definitely on the airwaves and on the summits. We got another summit up. Maybe I'll go find the OpenSea. I think it was the CMO, Adam, who you guys have interviewed a couple times. So maybe we'll get back him on with some momentum in the NFT world for OpenSea. So we got North Georgia Mountains, Gary, Jim from Orlando. As we close the Momentum Moneymaker segment, I need everybody to give it a like. Give it a like. Bottom right, subscribe if you're new. And again, the $1 trial. If you want to join Brian and Joe, see what their current meme coin portfolio is, and get ready for those first alerts. You can jump on some of these trades yourself. Click the link. It's the first link. It's the $1 Momentum Moneymakers trial. Best dollar you'll ever spend. So go down there and give it a click. We're going to wrap up with some more macro news on a Friday here. Really appreciate everybody joining us. I just wanted to say, we're pulling some macro stuff here. The gold versus Bitcoin chart has been pretty interesting. I remember in the beginning of the year, we had that metals craze, right? Gold was out of control. Silver was going wild. And there was especially for silver, there was that pretty violent crash, if you will. I think silver was down at 1.20%, 25% in a single day. And again, it's just kind of showed you there was this metals. It was the Bitcoin, you know, was kind of the 2025. And then all of a sudden the metals continued into early 2026. The money came out of the metals. It's rotating into AI. Kind of like we've said on this show a couple times, everything's secular. The money seems to be rotating. I think the most interesting thing is it's not coming out of the markets. It's rotating in the markets. And so you got to do your research and know where it's going to go next. But IBIT compared to gold for the ETF world has been quite a divergence there. Again, not that gold has been a bad investment over the years. It has not. But recently, the divergence is 33 percentage points there, which I thought was interesting. So anybody, I think we know where we stand, Bitcoin versus gold. But I thought that was an interesting point.
MSBT, lowest management fees for ETFs. We're not sponsored, but just FYI.
Yeah, no, we've done a bunch of episodes on all different which ones to buy. Obviously, there's Bitwise has a very low management fee as well. And speaking of Bitwise, today they launched their Hyperliquid ETF live. It's not the first one to go live, but it is going to be the first one with staking. I couldn't find exactly what the staking protocol would be for a dividend, quote unquote, back to the holder for the Bitwise Hyperliquid ETF. But Hyperliquid's been on the show a lot. It's something, again, if you've been a part of the community, if you've been a part of the newsletters, whether it's Brian Joe's or Crypt Nation, it's something that, you know, the team has really, you know, given a lot of amazing information on over the course of the last months and even year. So I think kind of telling when you have the momentum of a project like this that, you know, you're going to start seeing ETFs pop up. So this is the second one, but it'll be the first with staking. So what do you guys think of that?
I love it. Big hype fan here. Literally on the last rundown, we were looking at the hype chart at like $42. I was like, man, does this look juicy where it is? And I think it got all the way up to 47 with a little bit of a retracement. But we've had some big news around hype and Hyperliquid. I think the staking ETF's huge. And full disclosure, I have a decently sized bag of hype that I stake as well. So I think it's a great move. And personally, I might kind of look into the ETF because I'm a big fan of where Hyperliquid makes more money than all these crypto projects, and they have 11 employees.
Yeah,
like, that's the best thing.
Fascinating story. Ryan Armstrong's punching air with his 5,000 employees that he's trimming down, punching air so hard that he took his fist, reached out and extended a handshake because Coinbase is partnering with Hyperliquid. If you can't beat them, join them. I thought that was cool. Cool little partnership here. Could bring 135 to 160 in revenue for Hype via the USDC yield sharing. So again, Hyperliquid, too big to ignore, now partnering with Coinbase. I think it's just a testament to how loud this project came on the scene with how few employees. But again, it's something we've covered not only on the show, but the community is where you heard it first. So it kind of points back to why we promote. If you want more exposure to the team, whether it's the newsletters, the Momentum Moneymakers, Crypt Nation, we got a lot of options. But that's where you're going to get the alpha first.
Yeah, I mean, what is this? It could route $135 to $160 million in extra annual revenue to Hype through this USDC yield sharing. I mean, this is massive. They make a lot of money. They have a lot of great connections and partnerships. And I don't believe Hyperliquid is even the platform, the actual platform, is even available to U.S. residents yet unless they use a VPN. So there's this whole other world that decentralized perps platform hopefully one day will be available to U.S. Citizens and won't have these geo restrictions. And we're going to get even more usage of their actual platform and the EVM. Sign me up. I'm a hype bull.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another trade off of this was Circle, because this Circle is the provider and it ran up 20%. And Circle is still down from his all-time high, which I think he'll get back to it pretty soon. So not financial advice, but Circle could be a good play.
Yeah, I was looking at Circle because I got into the IPO, and like that's when we were talking about Joe and I. I got some shares, and I flipped those pretty quick because that was quite a wild out of the gate for Circle. But I was looking at it. I was like, all right, maybe I got to get back involved here. At the levels. So the stable coins, Coinbase obviously has a huge partnership with Circle, but I think Circle made some partnerships that didn't necessarily include Coinbase. Obviously Coinbase doing tons of partnerships as well. So there's not that many ways to get exposure to stable coins in the traditional markets. So Circle is that ticker if you're interested in doing your own research on that. It's this time where, Coinbase is offering oil and silver futures and stocks, and now all the traditional people are offering crypto. Schwab is the latest. The accounts are officially rolling out. They've announced this, but they are officially rolling out to retail clients. The first group of clients can trade Bitcoin and Ethereum alongside their other investments. And again, if you think they're putting the rails for Bitcoin, Ethereum, and are going to start there, I would take the other side of that trade. I believe they will be adding Solana. I believe they will be adding tons of other altcoins, including probably Hyperliquid at some point as well. So again, just it's opening up that liquidity. And I think this is kind of that process that the Clarity Act is leading towards, guys, kind of a bigger conversation of, again, now if you're a Schwab client, now you can go buy Bitcoin, Ethereum. They're going to add other altcoins, my guess, right? And so the next time that the cycle is crypto's turn, it unlocks so much more liquidity because the 35, 50-year-old age range that doesn't have a Coinbase account and they see Bitcoin going and they're like, well, if I really want to buy it, I got to open up a Coinbase account. I don't want to do that. It's like that. This next time of a euphoria is really, I think, opening up the doors for a bigger retail audience. A point so good that everybody agreed. Sometimes the best agreement is silence. Thank you for that, gentlemen. I'm going to hand it off to you guys to talk about JP Morgan's tokenized fund on Ethereum. Does Ethereum get you guys to talk? Does that get you excited, Brian?
Yeah. I mean, of course it does. And back to the Charles Schwab thing. Hey, I just was trying to give a little bit of air for everybody. If anybody wanted to jump in there, I feel like the guy with the letter B hat talks a lot, but I'll give you as many takes as you want. I think that's great. I think the ease of use and getting more people onboarded to crypto, and they don't have to open this Coinbase account, and they can just do it next to their bank account, is huge. And now we got JP Morgan, you know, more bullish reasons around Ethereum and connections with Ethereum. When's the price going to go up is the real question.
I don't know. The fundamentals. We can only talk about the fundamentals for so long until we break out of the range. They're too good. We're not leaving. That's how good they are. But I think it's the volatility is there. So I think it is a weird time where, again, your blue chips are, you know, Bitcoin's had a decent run the last, 6 weeks. But it's like the top tier is moving a little bit. Those middle old school dino coins, not as much. And then you guys just printing winners and the momentum money makers, you know, the lower cap, you got to be a little bit more nimble. But the volatility is there because there's still a lot of decent liquidity in the markets. It's just you got to find, you know, and skate to where the puck is going. But Joe, for these funds, it's conversation of just, you know, the usage of it, but also unlocking it in this next generation of portfolio ownership is going to be start using blockchain. They're going to have the ability to buy into it. It feels like everything's been inching along, and then eventually it's a snowball that just rolls down the hill and keeps building. So do these announcements, Joe, serious question, do these announcements get you excited, or is it just it's starting to become noise because there's just so many smaller announcements?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think the funds coming on chain is definitely bullish for that particular chain. And we know Solana had a lot of big news recently, and that's why it ran up. Ethereum has to recapture that narrative because I think Solana stole a little bit, to your point. It's a lot of people are seeing different chains that provide different use cases. So Ethereum, where it was once the lead, right? And these would make noise in a Ethereum world. It doesn't because the market cap is so huge. It's tough to move it. It's still the number three chain in all of crypto, I imagine, and got to be hundreds and billions of market cap. So yeah, it should be exciting, but because it's so big that it can't be really budged with this tiny, tiny noise movement, I would say.
No, it makes sense. It's something that, you know, Brian and I and Brendan and Joe, like every time we come on, we just have so many bullish things to talk about. We're waiting for that kind of range to break out and go higher. But again, it's the builder's market, right? We've kind of talked about how our show and our company has been through multiple bear markets, and we continue to build, whether it's through the show, through the community, through other employees, other analysts, getting, you know, bigger, better, faster. It's a builder's market. And so, you know, when you're not getting the price action you want, I think it's important to kind of at least monitor this type of information and these movements because they're building. And, you know, these companies don't build things to throw them out, you know, 3 months later. So I think it's always interesting, especially when a friend of the show, Jamie Crypto Diamond, keeps building more and more on top of Ethereum. Very interesting. Something to watch. Let's pull up CoinMarketCap. I think it would be, I pulled up the Fear and Greed Index. Starting to dip down. It was at 52, I think, 53 when we talked the other day, Brian. It's down to 46. Getting a little scared. We're just in this neutral zone. Anything from the Fear and Greed Index that you guys are taking away from at these levels?
Yeah, it feels about right. We had a pretty big day there with the Clarity Act and with the Senate Banking Committee. And that was pretty big news. Now, did it move the price a tremendous amount? No, and we weren't really expecting that either. Now, if it didn't go well, I think the price could have gone the other way pretty nasty move. So you could tell a lot of people are expecting yesterday's Senate Banking Committee to go well, in which it did. We got a positive vote. But the price pulled back because there was people, myself included, I had a levered long during it, and I sold it immediately after. And that doesn't mean I sold my Bitcoin holdings or I'm bearish on Bitcoin. I just figured the price was going to go back from 82, and in which it did. And we're just going to stay in this upper range. You and I have talked about a ton on the show that we're not going to just fire back to an all-time high. It's going to be this weird grind up where we just get immune to the price, consolidate and chop and chop and chop. it kind of like was the days when we were looking at each other when it was 62,000 and we're like, man, high 60s, low 70s would feel great. Now we're hanging out in the high 70s, 80s. And then soon it will be the high 80s and 90s. We're going to have a grind up, but it feels about right because there's not a ton of excitement. So, I mean, we got the S&P 500 hitting like all-time highs here. People love to talk about that too, but there's not a ton of excitement with new catalysts, but there will be very meaningful catalysts that will grind us up. And I think it's going to be a very positive year for crypto, but the fear and greed meter feels smack dab in the middle, feels right at home.
Yeah, I like it. I like the vibe. Joe, go ahead.
Oh, no, I said agreed. I think inflation knocked us back a little bit also. And yeah, all eyes are on the China summit happening right now. So a lot of things to trade in and out of. We'll always have a trade in MMM if you're bored. So come on over there.
Yeah, that's true. Where the action is. That's where the action is, the momentum moneymakers. You're talking about the Clarity Act. I just had a fun clip we wanted to give.
Oh, there's our girl.
Yeah, we just wanted to make sure that the opposing voices did have a voice on this show. Again, because we're always down the middle. Even though we are pro crypto, we're a down the middle show, and we want to make sure that the oppositions have a voice. So we got to listen to I wouldn't say friend of the show, an opposition to the program, Senator Warren, with their this is the best line I found out of all the lines. Yeah, she had a lot of amendments.
It pushes more of the market into crypto and removes protections for investors and removes recourse for victims. That is the wrong direction to go in.
All right.
When this blows up with the economy, I hope everybody remembers.
She actually, I know this part because I watched it yesterday. Then she made everyone go on record after they voted against her amendment. She was kind of visibly frustrated, and she made everyone re-vote and go on record with their name.
That's great.
Tough day yesterday for Senator Warren, and you love to see it.
I just don't understand what does she know about a profitable, well-run economy? The last thing successfully in the Senate put this company out of business. I don't understand what her track record is for understanding how to run a business. The last big thing that she shot down ended in bankruptcy. Yeah, I don't know. Tough day for her. Tough day for her. But, I'm sure she's lining her pockets with some donors from the banking sector. Maybe. Don't have any facts on that. Just a thought. She really likes rooting for the banks, the big banks these days. I thought she claims to be for the people. So, I don't know. Friend of the show, Elizabeth Warren. We'll just say it. Who cares? She's friend of the show. We love her.
We'll bring her on.
I'd love to have her. I'd love to do a little tango with Liz. That'd be great. Let's end the show on some fun news here. How about this? Now, there was a little freak out on X thinking like, oh, Claude broke the Bitcoin security code. Not the fact. Claude helped recover a seed phrase. So there was somebody who, I guess, lost their seed phrase. It was on an old computer from, I think it was over 10 years ago. And this guy apparently used Claude to help recover the phrase on his old laptop, which I thought was pretty cool. And it helped him recover over $400,000 worth of Bitcoin. And a lot of people on the timeline were pretty excited about it. We hope he doesn't dump it. Oh, save it, brother. Save it. Keep it going. But that's got to be exciting.
You know, I have that story I've told you guys about, and I think I've shared it on the rundown, where I back in 2000, I think it was 12 or 14, I need to look at the exact date. Me and my roommate, we mined some Bitcoin on a GPU we bought on Newegg and caused the hard drive to overheat and start to melt. And I have this melted hard drive still to this day where I think we put the keys on. We're not even exactly sure, but I saw this trending. And I'm not going to lie, boys, the wheels started turning a little bit. I was like, how could Claude help me? I think I'm a few steps away because it's a pile of melted trash it looks like right now, but I'm not giving up the hope. The world of AI is going to take me to the next level.
Yeah, Joe, any hard drives or old computers you need to go crack the code on now?
No, I immediately thought about Brian. So once that gets recovered, we're gonna go party, buy some NFTs.
Yeah, we'll throw a party if we ever figure that little Easter egg out. I think it might be done.
Love it. I love it. Well, guys, I really appreciate you joining us on a Friday. Appreciate everybody else joining us on a Friday. I'll say this. If Kate May's still here, Brian, I know you are a Philadelphia guy. You know a little Jersey Shore stuff. So I'll say if Kate May comes to the live next Friday, I'll do a little it's Memorial Day weekend. So it's the official, unofficial, official opening of all the beach towns on the East Coast. And we'll sing a little Kate May song for our friend from Kate May if he joins us next week. So any final thoughts, gentlemen? I want everybody to go check out that link, Momentum Moneymakers, $1 trial. You saw it at the top of the show. So much going on there. So much alpha that you need to be alerted to and get those first alerts. Check it out in the show notes. Any final thoughts for the people before we head out on a Friday, guys?
Enjoy the weekend, boy. Yeah. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. I'm just excited. I think we're going to have a banging of a time in the crypto market. There's always winners out there. That's something where you tried to talk and highlight today, how there's a lot of things rolling out there. There's a lot of opportunity. That's in meme coins. That's in the AI sector. That's in NFTs. And that can be a really fun time, an exciting time for people that want to get involved.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us on a Friday. We hope you have a great weekend. Again, give it a like, subscribe, check out the link below, and we'll be back next week with some more great interviews and a couple rundowns. But that's all for now. Bye, everybody.